And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled The Return of Yuki Butcher. Much to everyone's surprise, Yuki Butcher, our good friend the taxi cab driver, became a big league baseball star. However, since he joined the Cincinnati Reds on their recent road trip, we haven't heard much about him. Well, for understandable reasons, there's been a lot of excitement around our house. But now that the excitement has died down, Sparky is curious as to why we haven't heard from Yuki. Come join us.
We haven't seen or heard Yuki Butcher for a long time. What do you say you and I could go down to Crosby Field today and watch him play baseball with the Cincinnati Reds?
Well, we can't do that today, Sparky. The Reds are playing out of town. That's why we haven't seen Yuki for a long while. The Reds have been out of town for almost 2 weeks. What's the matter with you? What kind of a baseball fan are you?
That's right. Don't know why I took you down there today.
Yeah.
But you know, I thought sure Yuki would write us a letter or two while he was out of town.
Yeah.
Wonder how he's doing with the Reds.
Nah, I don't know. You know, all the time Bunny was missing, I never even got around to reading the newspaper. Last thing I heard about, though, Yuki almost pitched that no-hit game against the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. He gave up 10 hits in the ninth inning after pitching the first 8 innings without giving up a single hit.
Yeah, it seems Yuki developed a blister on his finger, probably from pitching that amazing curveball that he throws.
Anyway, sure wish we could see old Yuki again.
Yeah, me too.
You will take me to a ball game when the Reds are back in town, though, won't you? I mean, you know, because I want to see Yuki play.
You can count on it. We'll go to see the very first game they play when they return to Cincinnati. But in the meantime, will you please stop pacing back and forth across the floor like that? You're going to wear out the rug.
Oh, well. Sorry, Big John. I just don't know what to do.
What do you mean you don't know what to do? Do you always have to be doing something? Can't you just sit down and take it easy for a while?
Well, I feel like doing something besides just sitting here. I'll take a walk or something.
Well, guess I could do our groceries and meat shopping for the week. Yeah, how about that? Want to go along? Is that all right with you?
Sure, anything to get out of this house for a while.
Okay. Let's be on our way. I think we'll go over to Krausmeier's butcher shop first, and then we'll go on to the grocery store, okay?
Okay, Big John, come on, let's go.
$3.25. That means you get back $1.15. Enjoy your day, Miss Dabba. Thank you and come again. And I'll call you up and I'll let you know when we get some of that good smoked sausage from Fort Lauderdale, huh? Yeah. Well, goodbye.
Well. The job for little Sparky. You was next, I suppose. Well, what is it today?
Well, I don't know. What do you got that's good in here? You got anything good to eat?
Now, Big John, you know, everything we have got here is good.
Yeah, how are you?
Actually, you can go over there by the sauerkraut barrel and take out for yourself from the barrel a great big handful of sauerkraut or eat it yourself. Go ahead. Enjoy it in good health.
Yeah, well, what have you got that's extra good today, Mama Krausmeier? Something special, huh?
Big John, I know one thing we have got that you like extra special.
What's that?
Take a look in the showcase here on
what?
The ice. Look at that. Borderless Jack Salmon.
Oh, say, I love Jack Salmon. We don't get that very often either. Okay, give me two of those. What do you say?
Yeah, all right. Two Borderless Jacks. One by us, Big John.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mama. I'll give you my order, and while you're getting it together, then Sparky and I want to go over to the grocery store. Is that all right?
Yeah, that is fine.
Okay.
What is your order?
Well, let's see. I want a nice beef roast, about 3 pounds, and I'd like to have some pork chops. Let's say about 4, and a pretty nice sirloin steak.
Yeah?
And we'll want something for lunch tomorrow, because we don't eat very big meals on Saturday, just kind of snacks.
Neither do Papa Kundai. Just sandwiches, maybe some soup. And in the evening, we like to sit out in the kitchen with the newspaper and the radio, when we eat limburger cheese sandwiches on rye bread with onion, and got me a glass of something to drink. Yeah, that's a wonderful old-time salad.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Mama. Well, how about some of that ham that Papa is slicing? I think I take about a pound of that. Is that good ham there?
Yeah, this is extra good ham here, Big John.
Yeah, okay, I can see that, Papa Krautmeier. Well, I think that'll be about all for this time. Maybe I'll take a pound of hamburger. Sparky's been after me to make some chili.
All right, Big John. Is there anything else?
No, I guess that's about it. We'll be back in about a half an hour.
Yeah, that's just good. Everything will be ready for you.
Yeah, okay, Mama Krausmeier. Well, come along, Sparky. Let's hurry on over to the grocery.
Yeah, okay, Big John. Hey, thanks a lot for the sauerkraut, Mama Krausmeier.
Yeah,
hey, Papa.
We'll see you there.
Well, you must welcome, Sparky.
Yeah. We'll come again there, Sparky, to see you later.
Okay, come on, Sparky. We'll go over to Clyde Pillrose Drugstore first. We need some toothpaste, and I need some shaving cream. And while we're there, I may buy us a little treat of some kind. What would you say to that?
Yeah, okay, Big John. And while we're there, maybe we can have a chocolate soda, huh?
Yes, while we're there, we'll just have a little chocolate soda for it. As a matter of fact, I think I could drink a malted milk myself.
Hey, that's great. I think I'll have one, too. Well, you know something, Glenmore Avenue just doesn't look the same without good old...
What's the matter?
John!
What's the matter with you? What's going on?
I was just going to say old Glenmore Avenue doesn't look the same without Yuki Butcher's taxi cab parked in front of Clyde Pillrose Drugstore, but looky there. There it is. There's Yuki's 1913 Model T taxi cab parked right where it always is parked. I mean, when Yuki used to drive it.
Well, for goodness sakes. Hey, I wonder who's driving for Yuki.
I don't know. But whoever it is, he's sitting behind the wheel, slumped down in the seat, sound asleep, just like Yuki used to do.
For goodness sake, so he is. Isn't that something?
I never thought Yuki would ever let anybody he doesn't know drive a taxi cab. Let's go and see who it is, eh, John?
Yeah, all right. I'm just as curious as you are. Whoever it is, he sure has slumped down asleep there. I'll just shake him on the shoulder and wake him up. I beg your pardon. Would you wake up there, please?
Yeah, fine. Taxi, sir? Take you anywhere in town.
Well, for goodness sakes, Yuki.
Why, it's Yuki Butcher.
Of course it's Yuki Butcher. Who'd you think it was? Christopher Columbus or somebody like that?
Well, Yuki! What are you doing here?
Well, you look like I'm doing here, lad. I'm sitting here in my taxi cab outside of Clyde Pillrose Drugstore taking a little snooze in the sun.
Oh, I know that, Yuki.
Well, I mean, the reason we ask what you're doing here, Yuki, is because we're surprised to see you sitting here in your taxi cab.
Well, I'm surprised to see you standing there on the sidewalk talking to me, too. Because that just about makes us even, doesn't it?
Well, not quite, Yuki.
They may not fight.
Well, how about explaining what you're doing here in Cincinnati and why you aren't up in Pittsburgh with the Cincinnati Reds?
Oh, well, there's quite a few reasons why I'm not up there with the Cincinnati Reds. The main reason is because I am no longer playing with the Cincinnati Reds.
What? Why not? Did you quit? Did they fire you? What's going on, Yuki?
Well, lad, you see, it's something like this. Seems the Cincinnati Reds baseball team doesn't like to have their players playing tiddlywinks during the baseball games.
You mean to tell me that you were playing tiddlywinks while the Reds were playing a game of ball?
Well, yes.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you see, when I first joined the Cincinnati Reds, I pitched every 4 or 5 days. But on the days that I wasn't pitching, I played out in the outfield or in the infield or caught or did whatever it was that they wanted me to do.
Yeah, I know. The newspaper said that you were the best all-around baseball player the Cincinnati Reds ever had.
Oh, yeah. That's 100% correct, lad. I played the first 10 games that the Reds played this year. Pitched in 3 of them. Won all 3.
Yeah. I know all that, too.
Furthermore, in them there 10 games, I came up to bat 43 times, got 37 base hits, among them 10 home runs, 14 two-base hits, 3 base hits, and 10 one-base hits for a batting average of 920.
920?
Fine.
That's amazing.
Yeah, fine. And then what do you think?
I don't know.
I was supposed to pitch a night game in Milwaukee. Manager Hornsby wanted me to start warming up before the game. He couldn't find me. Matter of fact, he never did find me. I was busy playing a game of tiddlywinks with a fella I met down in the hotel lobby.
Tiddlywinks? Well, no wonder.
Well, what did Rogers Hornsby do to you, Hilsey?
Nothing. He just told me that he wasn't going to let me play ball for a couple of days. But boy, did he ever get mad at me a couple of nights later.
Why, what'd you do a couple of nights later?
Well, we were at playing the Dodgers, and naturally the score was tied, and we had the bases loaded, and Manager Hornsby wanted me to pinch hit, but he couldn't find me.
Again?
Yeah.
Where were you this time?
I was over in the Dodgers dugout playing tiddlywinks with the bat boy. That's where they find me.
You mean he found you?
No, find me. Matter of fact, they fined me $250. They told me to go on home, make up my mind whether or not I'm going to play tiddlywinks or baseball. So, here I am.
Well, you do have you made up your mind?
Yes. I think I prefer to play tiddlywinks. I shall stay here in Cincinnati and drive my taxi cab and play tiddlywinks. I don't like traveling around anyway, lad. Guess I just wasn't born to be a ball player.
Oh, Yuki, you can't stop playing baseball. No. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, now, this isn't something, Chips. John and I decided to take a walk, and the last person in the world we ever expected to meet was Yuki. There he is, sitting in a taxi cab. Boy, you could have knocked me over with a feather when Yuki said that he didn't think he was going to play baseball with the Reds anymore. Can you imagine Yuki playing tiddlywinks during a baseball game with the Dodgers? No wonder Manager Hornsby fined Yuki when he found him in the Dodgers dugout. Well, I sure hope Yuki changes his mind about quitting. I'll have to work on it and try to change his mind as quick as I can. Better get started. I'll see you later, kids. So long.